holding you.
Her dad is in serious shape in San Diego, and she's had to go.
Oh, that's too bad. Gee, don't have any other nurses hanging around, do you? There's always Marcia.
Well, there's some new girls that I've met, but they're, I don't know this one well enough to ask her to come over and nursey me.
It depends on what you mean by that, anyway. Well, I think Marcia would be glad to take care of you, Gary.
Well, that may be true. And she doesn't care if I'm crazy and so forth.
Doesn't even want your cheese factory.
She said she doesn't care about my old cheese factory.
Yeah, right, right.
Well, that's where she's wrong, Bill. Love me, love my cheese factory. That's the way I feel about it.
Oh, man, you've seen one cheese factory. You've seen them all.
I don't think so. Some cheese factories are better than others. Together with Pete?
I'm sorry, I just had to explain to Sarah what your cheese factory was. Go ahead.
Sarah?
What?
Do you tell Sarah what a cheese factory is?
I did, Gary.
I feel betrayed. Totally betrayed.
I'm sorry, I didn't think you'd mind if I told her.
I'm really embarrassed now.
It's like you're standing naked before the world. Gary, you've got so many fans on here now. Everybody is really proud of you for the way you stood up to the FCC.
Well, all I can say, Bill, is I tried. I didn't do a good job, but I would still say with all of the people that are trying to dig me and give me a bunch of hell about that hearing, I'd like to see one of those people who would have done one bit better.
Yeah, a lot of people agree with that, Gary. That's for sure. Well, I'm just going to monitor here for a bit and see what happens. It's always interesting on here, Gary, and a pleasure talking to you as usual. But I'll be monitoring in case anything exciting goes on. WA6JIY. Still the world's greatest jammer. Always the world's greatest jammer. Never was any contest in 6AYJ.
Well, now I am. Now that I'm convicted. I mean, you know, I have my credentials now. I am now a jammer. Well, I'll go back to my glass of Bailey's Irish Cream. You ever drink that? That's delicious.
Wow!
Had that, Bill?
M6. Duckwater. WB6 EMR.
Well, Ducky, I'm a cream drinker.
Fuck you! Yeah, I know, Gary.
Okay, FAH.
Yeah, okay, Gary. And very good evening to you too, Billy.
Well, good evening to you there too, Ducky. It's good to hear you on here. And it's really a pleasure talking to you guys and realizing that we're still around after all we've been through. WB6 EMR and the good group N6AYJ.
Yeah. Well, my question, Bill, is why was this repeater turned off earlier?
Who cares?
Oh, actually, it was interesting. They turned it off because I was talking to MGR, and we agreed that they should turn it off when it's being used illegally, and they turned it off. You should have heard them on 450 cackling over how they turned it off, and they showed me who's who. Ha ha ha. I tried to point out to them I had said, turn it off when it's being used illegally, and of course MGR and I were using it legally, but they didn't seem to appreciate that distinction.
Okay, break in.
Oh boy, that sounds very bizarre. Yeah, go ahead, Gary.
Hey, I talked to Hodgson on that very topic. I said, Mr. Hodgson, if you're involved in a conversation and someone turns a repeater off in the midst of a conversation, would that person then be interfering with communications? And he was very silent. And then he answered me very significantly. He said, well, I don't know. That's what he said.
Nursey?
I hope you didn't get it.
Well, I hope you're right. Kind of looks very undesirable. But, you know, I guess you got to start somewhere, and, you know, even if it is on your back.
Well, Jimmy, I'm drinking cream. Cream.
Well, I thought Nursey got to that one.
Huh?
That was the one Nursey got to.
The bottle that Nursey drank?
Yeah.
I bought another one.
Oh.
in trouble. I'm reading day after day after day that the recession-proof Silicon Valley is having more and more layoffs. It's really, I find it hard to believe. It's starting to look really cruddy out here. It's looking real sleazy.
Yeah. Okay, Gary. Well, I don't know. I want to get something that pays halfway decently. Even though it's an entry-level spot, I have to live, and, you know.
Just stay there.
Hi.
Stay there and eat walnut pie. You don't know how you've got it made. I've got to sweat every day, worry about my customers. You know, you make a customer mad, and he goes away mad, and then he tells other people not to come back, so you got to treat all your people real right, real close. You know, and I got to worry about all that. And the landlord's a pain in the butt. The guy's a real hard-driving SOB. And you got all the government people to worry about. So you don't know how lucky you are, you know. It's lots of stuff to hassle with. So stay there to eat walnut pie.
Yeah. Okay, Gary. Well, yeah, we'll see what goes on, but I can't stay living here forever, at least in present circumstances. I gotta get out and make a living and get shacked up and stuff like that.
Well, what are you gonna get a woman, for Christ's sake?
Oh, we're always looking. I'm always looking.
How much would you give me for nursing?
I said, Gary, she's too old for me.
So what? She could teach you lots. Too old for you. What a joke.
Ha ha. Oh, it is, Gary. That's like going out with Big Sister.
Go out with Big Sister, but just don't do what your little sister done.
Ha ha ha. Well, why are you so anxious to pass Nursey off?
Because I've used her all up.
I don't want to better get into something GIY's been into.
I've used her all up, and I'm just casting her away like an old rag. Hi, Sarah.
Has Mark been on here? KBK Portable, has Mark been around?
Hey, man.
Acedo, EB6ABK, El Cerrito.
Gary. Yeah, okay, Gary. Well, I guess it's done all the time. You know, Maureen Reagan married some guy that was about 20 years her junior. Alan Vance married a rubber doll about 30 years his junior.
No, I know. What do you mean?
I mean, what do you mean by a doll of doll?
That's what I like to know. What do you mean by that?
Gary. Mean by what?
Well, what do you mean by doll of doll?
Well, ask Frank Dixon. Ask Frank Dixon.
Frank Dixon.
Is that some sort of baby talk or something, or what?
No, Frank Dick.
Frank Dick.
You know, it's like WA6 dot dot.
What
was that, baby talk?
Quim, did you hear about, a girl M6NE being hit with a banjo, bandbox?
The banjo, who, what? Did you get a card yet?
Okay, I see myself being here, says, oh, yeah, I'm really checking out these J's.
None of you guys got a card yet?
Well, Bill, obviously he likes you better than us.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I thought he'd send it to you first.
Yeah, Bird, he's touring Japan,
Yeah, that's right, man. Smell you envious?
Not really.
Oh, Bill, why don't you on tour with a Bird Bat?
Yeah, you want to hear the card, Jim?
Yeah, let's, you already read it to me.
Well, read it to me.
You already read it to you.
Yo, chill, boss, stop by. Just sit back and relax. Yeah, read it to me.
Okay, we have done 3 gigs so far, including radio, TV, and a performance with the Tokyo Union Jazz Orchestra. We have been well received. I'll try and check in later on, 73.
Oh, check it out.
Yeah, he is checking it out, you better believe it.
Why should I go along with a Bird?
What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, man.
Like he's, you know, swinging in Japan, you know?
Hey, you like.
Come on.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, Jim.
86K's an IID.
DMR. I don't want any of that.
And 6IG with it. stopped by my workplace today and jacked me up.
Oh no. Ma'am?
Yeah, through my window. Jam it.
I'm definitely a cream drinker.
Where's my QSL card, Turkey?
Oh no, not another piece of scum. Go back to your own decrepit frequency.
In your ear. I want your, you promised me a QSL card, WB6EZI.
Probably want a piece of my ass, I don't know. What's, what you and Alex have a falling out?
No, I don't want anything as worthless as that. I just wanted your QSL card before you go QRT.
WB6EMR. Wow! There's EZI.
Shut up, Kurt.
Oh, Alex, worthless? I realize he's a fat, bloated pig. Really, I didn't realize how ugly that guy is until I saw him in that hearing. Ugh. Ugh. You really...
At least he's legal.
I mean, you're no prize yourself, but really, you you shouldn't waste your time on a guy like that.
Was he over 18?
Hey, we're illegal, though, Gary.
Yeah, they're both over 18.
Well, what do you find so interesting about KR6 Germany to waste your time with?
He's legal.
Oh.
I don't see... You know, I don't see the attraction in a guy like that. God, he's ugly.
Shut up, Gary.
Yeah, Gary,
shut your mouth.
Okay, well, I've been ordered to shut up, so I'm going to have to shut up now.
Oh, Gary.
I loved you one. Let that love grow.
So what about that last time?
Don't stop something we're gonna have.
What happens in half an hour? Get a hysterectomy?
I tried to make up for what I did, I really did. But you blow everything, you son of a bitch.
Listen, Mickey.
What, Gary?
You leave my old buddy W6CMGR, you leave him alone, he.
Is that the manager?
Now, wait a minute there, why are you, getting so upset?
I'm not getting excited.
I'm not getting, you're the one that's acting like a boy.
Oh, Gary, I don't care about that. I mean, I can understand if you don't like Bill, but don't tell me not to harass MGR.
Then I wrote here, it's called Al.
It's called what?
Nice old man. He just happens to be a manager.
First it goes like this.
No.
What are you trying to kid, huh? 1-1, huh? How about switching your amplifier on and off, huh?
Oh, so, you know about all the jamming techniques, too. That's interesting, Bill. Nobody else would have thought of that but you. That proves that you jam.
Yeah, I can't believe Luann, though. Very obvious that when she was trying to carry on a QSO, you came out with your amplifier. That's why you were louder.
Mr. Carroll, we will not stand for that.
Any of your nonsense, that proves you're a jammer, Bill. Only a jammer would know those rare jamming techniques. I know now that you're scum. You're worthless, hypocritical scum. You're trash.
The hemorrhoid is overruled.
Trash, Bill.
Are you going to appeal, January?
Why don't you wait and find out? I don't have to, Bill. Larry said I could use his equipment.
Overruled.
Irrelevant nonsense.
Good night, Bill. WB6EZI.
This is Rick.
Good. I hope you didn't lose too much money there, since you don't work for yourself there. Rick, I hope you didn't lose too much money there that day.
Don't worry about my financial situation, Gary. Worry about your own.
Well, I'm not worried about mine, but it's obvious you're in the same boat as KR6 Germany, so you better hit the sack like old Alex and get up and go back to that 8-to-5 job tomorrow.
Neither one of us lost any money, Gary. Don't you worry your little old pea-picking head, pea-burning about it.
Yeah, but you better go to bed now because you don't want to piss off your boss, you know. Neither of the two of you have enough brains between you to pour piss out of a boot or manage to work for yourself, so don't make your boss mad. Go to bed.
I am in business for myself too, Turkey, but don't worry about it, Gary. I'll handle myself, and I'll keep myself legal, and I'll keep my license. Good night, Turkey. WA6JIY. Soon to be XWB6EZI.
Go to bed there, Rick. You gotta get up, keep the boss happy. Wouldn't want to see you lose your job. And Alex, tell Alex to get off the radio and get to bed. He's gotta make the commute into the city tomorrow.
Good night, Hamroy.
Okay, shithead. But be sure and go to bed. Get lots of beauty rest, because you don't want to make your boss mad. You lose that job. Lose your job. Well, what? Because you can never be fired. You know, people can call and fire that damn to fire myself. Hear about you being unemployed tomorrow.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'm going to turn my one watt and corner reflector off.
Okay, well, good. Then you'd be up.
You're getting jammed out, loser.
Right, you'd have to give stuff. We would.
Good night, loser. WB6 is at IQRT.
Okay, Blackerhead. Go to sleep, and whatever you do, don't lose that job. Keep you here on the radio. WB6 EZI, and tell Alex I hope he doesn't lose his job there with PG&E. WA6JOY. He's in a real dead-end position. It's kind of a shame he couldn't have worked his way up, you know, into some kind of a supervisory position. But I guess that's the way it goes when you're a loser. We'll see you, Rick. WB6EZI. WA6JOY.
WB6GAY, go back to 11 meters.
GAY, oh my god.
Well, what a boy, why don't you just get your hands out of your pants and go somewhere else?
WB6GAY.
That's your new call?
It's a...
Hang it up, little boy, come to...
Easy does it, they're,
Probably Rick.
Damn, he's getting serious. Oh. Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. Listen. Back, you really...
Well, he doesn't seem to have much to say. You're not making it now. There are a few that can take me out, but you're not one of them. Sorry. N6CDY.
N6CDY.
Hey, how's the deviation sound here, Brig?
Sounds good. I'm listening to you on the input.
Oh, how about my Kirby vacuum cleaner here? How many pounds are we hitting you there, Brig?
Oh, good buddy.
Can you go to 4.6?
Roger, casually.
Before you go, one question. It's only D6FGE here.
Go ahead, Marty.
Peter awfully weak tonight, or maybe just path conditions are really poor because it's just barely breaking away squelch?
Probably just path conditions. I'll be right back.
Descent. Yes, sir. Good deal. Good meal. Right to descent my scanner, you know.
Here said that, W6MGR.
Well, I'll be here to talk as long as you will.
Oh, cozy.
Letter here.
Not children.
In the neighborhood.
What broke out here?
A big zit.
What broke out? Hey.
Big hairy pussy zit, man.
The sewer just backed up.
Call Hank.
Well, that, but where the stick ran from?
Is there a plumber in the house?
N6CGU.
Mobile.
WB6EGC. Not mobile.
A grape jam does the best job.
Oh. What? Hey, can I get a grape jam card?
Oh.
How about the plunger, man?
Oh.
Even though I was never in on it, I just wanted one of those.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Hot pussy.
Can I get one of those things in Joe? Those one of those.
Dirty jammers!
Oh my god, I've got some white on the end of my. Oh my god!
Filthy mouth jammers!
Ow.
Ow!
down now. Keep in your pants.
Dirty jammers!
Your pants.
Yeah, go back to the medicine.
Dirty, filthy mouth jammers!
Go back to the medicine, Al.
They learned it from you, Al.
Two-faced, ignorant, stupid, filthy mouth jammers!
They learned it from you, baby.
Where are you?
Who is that?
Jammers!
Put him on.
Jammers!
Can I talk to someone, Al?
No!
You have to get written consent from Al.
Right!
Oh, Al, that's his name.
Next week!
Al, I want your tapes.
Shut up!
Your mother.
Shut up! Jammers!
Time for another pill, Al.
Jammers! Oh, I'm gonna take a pill.
Yeah, you do that and we'll be waiting for you.
Jammers!
I bet you feel pretty good, Al.
Jammers!
We're at another station that's trying to come.
Jammers!
Al is trying to...
Jammers!
Jam people off here.
Dirty jammers!
How high are you, Al?
He's on the third story.
Jammers!
And climbing.
Jammers!
Hell.
6 feet high and rising.
Jammers!
Al! Al!
Shut up! Shut up!
Al!
Wonder what kind of pot Al's most.
Soka Hockey Joe!
Al!
Maui Wowie.
Jammers!
Well, anyway.
Al?
Hey, Al, is that you?
That's Al.
This is Uncle Harold. How you doing?
Shut up! You don't know your ass on the ground, you idiot! Jammers!
Are you his uncle?
Heavy jamming!
Are you his uncle?
Too bad that they can't use those talents for something that's you know, maybe turn it into some money.
Well, Hank, I could think of a couple stages they could get on.
Yeah, wasn't it? St. Quentin, Folsom, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Well, how's the weather over there? And 60GU.
And 60GU, K6CSV. Warm today, but cooling rapidly.
What was your hot tub tonight?
Well, I just finished refilling it, so it's about 94 right now, but it's on its way up to 104.
Why don't you get some real dirty stuff kidding? You better cut it out. Some real gutsy stuff.
Ah, give us a little quack quack.
We're all waiting for you, some real gutsy stuff there, loser.
Little quack quack. Come on, Funky, where you been? We've been waiting for you.
Funny, you better cut it out.
Larry?
Yo, Larry, we warned you about your buddy J.I.Y., but you wouldn't listen.
Yeah, yeah. You laughed at me.
Ha 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 ha.
About some new material, man. We cut TXP in 30 minutes.
Hey, Jim.
Must be terrible being stupid, incompetent. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, what's the going price for an old HT-220 or something?
An old HT-220? Well, I don't know. Between $200 and $500, depending on condition and option.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm headed on.
E-J-Y.
What do you mean by that?
Well, John, how come you're so weak tonight?
Hi.
I'm not jogging. I'm jogger at rest here.
Jogging at rest. Don't you ever get off the radio?
Oh, no.
Well, I read a very revealing article in the East Bay Today about the Mormon Church.
Oh, how touching.
Well, I've been off all day.
How do you spell it?
I don't know if you heard this, but last night on KPFA there was a ham playing tapes of people jamming. I didn't get a listen to it, but my sister told me all about it.
What?
She said that it started around 2 o'clock. This guy, he played some really weird music, then he'd start saying, "All right, jammers unite." Then he'd start playing jamming tapes.
2 o'clock in the morning?
I thought this guy was on every week, and he said, no, it's just a one-shot deal, so I guess we missed it.
Well, you have to call up the station and ask him, you know, find out what it was all about.
I'll check it out, man.
Maybe somebody got a tape of it.
You know, Bob Mathiason used to work for KPFA.
He said it was someone like K2GOR, and his name was Gary.
I think it was probably some friend of Harry's.
Probably, anyway.
Sure wasn't K2GMV, and his name was Mike?
No, she said it was Gary. That's all she was sure of.
Gary W. Kerr?
I don't know. Anyway. I have to get home here. My battery's going dead.
Oh. But John, why did you jam off the net tonight?
You didn't hear the net.
I forgot all about it.
John, we heard you in there jamming. It's been confirmed.
You know what I was doing at 7 o'clock?
Afraid to ask. It's a family repeater after all.
$150.
$150? You should get more than that for it.
Differentially, it's $400 of parts plus labor.
Yeah, but even so, you know.
Mail Jeep. Oh, brother, he's gonna blow that thing up in about a week. WB6ABK, WA6BSU, you on channel, Mike?
Hey, man.
Hello. Contact, thank you very much, gentlemen. WA6BSU. Well, anyways, GC will be happy to know that JTJ is in love again, and, she's going to come by and visit him. She lives in San Diego.
Oh, good. Did you, da-ba-da your rig yet, Mark?
No, not yet. I'm going to take it in pretty soon.
She a ham, too?
I mean, be the best mannequin.
Best what? You? Yeah, maybe you will be, John.
Is she a ham, Mark?
No, she'd stay and be a nun, I think.
Oh, my God.
That's Jake.
Anyway, I gotta test it. even if I have to.
Well, that sounds like the manager's home.
Would they want me? Yes, so I guess I got a pretty good deal, so it's no big deal. N6IG, WA6BSU.
Well, if she's a nun, she's never been popped.
She go over to 29 and talk to JTJ about it. You know, direct.
You go over and talk to JTJ, John. He's looking for you. WB6JTJ, and so is Dick, WA6BSU.
Well, Dick, I want.
Yeah, Toby wants to talk to you too, John.
Oh. Should be, associating with that group.
What?
I should be associating with that
group. Because it's a better influence on you than this group.
That's right.
If I talk to them, I may go blind.
What's wrong with the group?
Yeah, you'll start rocking back and forth and sticking your finger in your phone. Well,
that's right. Just like AB came.
Oh, Bob. That's right. Bob.
Kurt must be on some good stuff there, man. He's really a yo-yo tonight.
Anyway, no A6BSU, Martin. I just looked for Mike, but he's not on. So carry on your cue, so John, I don't want to interrupt you.
You already did.
You already interrupted us, Mark.
Oh, well, I'm going to uninterrupt.
Pretty N6CG.
You ruined the whole conversation, Mark.
All right.
You ruined it, Mark. It will never be the same. You've totally screwed up the QSO.
Destroyed that very important QSO.
Oh, I'm so hurt. Anyhow, WA6BSU, we'll be back in a minute. We'll get something to eat.
We're all filthy stuff.
My tape recorder is down for servicing here.
Yeah, right. Too many miles on it. Well, anyway, John, what was the thing they had on 3-3 on Saturday or something? Some sort of a walkathon or public service event or something?
Oh, jack off a thought.
Well, I never listened to 3-3, so don't ask me. Hello, seeing duplex here. Ooh.
You duplexing?
Trying to find.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess I'm.
Hello.
No.
Are you?
I think so.
Oh. Well, you mean you don't listen when you jam?
No, I don't jam.
Oh.
I couldn't duplex because I was at input, no wonder.
Just jam the jammer. Well, I thought that Brad said that you were a big jammer.
Well, that's Brad's opinion. But, did you hear Alan here last night apparently said, don't jam me while I'm jamming?
Well, I was listening last night, and Al was coming in here saying a few snide remarks now and then he went away. And about 11:30, nobody was talking on the repeater. It was quiet. It had been quiet for a few minutes. And all of a sudden, Al came on, and for about 2 minutes straight, he just cussed and said really filthy stuff, and then he went away. And nobody said anything back to him, and it just, you know, he had a blow up.
Jim, he's on drugs.
Well, did you have your unit going there?
No, I was in bed at the time, sitting over there, I think you knowing, and I didn't have the tape recorder going, you know, but, you know, I got one on the set and one on the phone.
Well, you should put a 10-minute loop tape on continuously, and if anything comes on, you can just stop it afterwards and transfer it over to a decent tape.
Well, I was thinking about getting one of those radio station logging tapes that go at, like, about 15, 16 IPS, and put a big 3,600-foot spool on it, and just every day, if there's been some real dirty stuff, go back and get it off, and, you know.
Go back and get it off.
You know.
Yeah, calibrate the little meter there, and you can go right to the minute.
Yeah, and then just, you know, and then rewind it at the end of the day, you know, like have a week's logging tape of the repeater, and you get some really good stuff.
Okay, you should set one on 7255 also.
Trouble with that is that they QSY a lot. I've always wanted Bill and a couple of the net controls to put little tone oscillators on their transmitters, you know, very stable oscillators, so that when they QSY around, I could put up a tone detector on my receiver. And that way, if it doesn't detect the tone for a while, it will start tuning like plus and minus 15 KC of 7255 until it gets, hears that tone, and it will lock on to the tone and lock the VFO on that frequency. But I never could get him to go for it.
Yeah, I think you know.
That shall be revived.
Joel?
Well, John, who's this guy that whistles at you? Is he like your...
I don't know.
Although, I don't know, he might not be a man, he might be a woman.
How much power are you running right now?
I don't know, just my radio barefoot.
The Drake?
Yeah, I got 25 watts, I guess.
Okay, about 40 over.
Oh.
Well, can you hear me, John?
No.
Didn't think so.
No wonder.
Unless if I pointed it, the only way I can get into the south face is to point it right at Mount Diablo and hope that I get it bounced. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. That's the only way I can get down there, though.
I'm in Santa Clara at the moment on the Drake.
Oh.
No wonder.
No wonder.
Oh.
What's that? 6-1.
I guess K7LJ's HT220 is real bad then.
No, actually his HT is really nice. It's a 6-channel, 5-watt. It's got the Motorola touch tone front on it. It's really a beautiful unit. The trouble is it's got the receiver has some intermittent problems in it, but other than that, it works real good. It's a universal. You know, you can have the internal speaker mic or the external speaker mic, and the whole works on it.
Oh. Hey, Mike, what snake is red and has red and black stripes?
What? Antenna specialist.
What snake on the Snickers Mountains is striped red and black?
I think that's an MMZ or...
What, blank in a snake?
Yeah, that's a pre-programmed thing, it just MMZs all the time.
You don't know either?
No, I don't. Probably a snake with red and black stripes.
Did it bite you?
No, but they're a real bright red and well-marked snake. I asked somebody else up there in the mountains, they didn't know what they had seen them, but they didn't know what they were either.
Watch it. Well, don't go petting them.
Are they real fast, KB6H?
Very fast.
Red racers.
Red racers? Striped red and black?
Uh-huh.
Huh. I didn't even know we had any here.
They're in Southern California.
Fudge Picklewars.
KB6HP.
Well, I do have very sandy soil. Maybe they think we're in Southern California.
Red racers? That was a wagon.
It could be. They're faster and all get out. They make blue ones, too.
Whoa.
No wonder.
Did it glow in the dark, Marty?
I think it was too fast for me. I couldn't keep up with it.
Well, did it glow in the dark?
But do you?
It could have grown in the dark, yes. I don't know about glow. I wouldn't have been able to see it. I mean, it was daytime.
What did it say, Marty?
Who's that? What's the buddy?
I think it was in league with that